Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Okay, welcome back on the soccer show. Don Trenum coming up with the Lady Yellow Jackets, making a tough trip to Washington, taking on Western Washington, top team and then one of the top teams in the region and the nation, and Central Washington for coming home. Northwest Nazarene and Rocky Mountain College up next. Don Trenum up next on the Lady Yellow Jackets soccer show.
No, nobody has the selection like we do. Nobody saves you money like we do. Nobody's gonna treat you like we do.
Best deal on any new Chevy car, truck, or van, or any used car for that matter. Nobody sells them for less. Nobody. Then your volume discount dealer, Denny Menhold Frontier Chevrolet Hummer, 3000 King Avenue West.
Welcome back to the Lady Yellow Jacket Soccer Show, Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery in Clock Tower Inn. Coach Don, thanks for joining us. Talk a little bit about the trip. You seem satisfied with the team and the play in some tough competition, especially on Thursday against Western Washington.
Yeah, you know, we're just actually just been breaking, watching the film a little bit on the Western game with some of the defenders and center mids, and yeah, there were some good things that we did in that game. There were some good things that we did in Central Washington, and I just kind of, again, I think the whole season is about learning and trying to get better, and that's what's great about this team is they're really working hard to get better on the field, you know. Off the field, we're doing a little extra stuff at times, watching some video, and you know, our goal all season long, ever since August, has been to be playing our best soccer in the last game of the year on Saturday, November 8th, and that's what we're working towards. In regards to last week, yeah, Western Washington, very good team, tied 0-0 at halftime. You know, they were probably a little bit better than us in the first half, but statistically, you know, we had some opportunities, they did. We came out and we made an adjustment that we thought would help us win the game. They kind of made an adjustment too, and in our adjustment, the weakness was maybe the adjustment they made was a strength, and it just kind of was one of those things where, you know, you kind of gamble and you make an adjustment, and they actually had countered it, not knowing what we were going to do. And 10 minutes later, we're down 1-0, and the momentum had shifted, and that's kind of the way it goes. But the girls battled hard, and you know, they played a good game. Short recovery time. You know, we finished that game around 9 o'clock on Thursday night. Had to get 3.5 hours over to Ellensburg on Friday, and but had a nice little jogging stretch at a rest stop there in the middle of Washington, and kind of talked about some things. Kind of got some treatment that night, and came out and played really well on Saturday morning. 11 o'clock kickoff, you know, did well, down 1-0 at halftime, came out and equalized very early in the second half to make it 1-1, and then there was a penalty that, you know, we kind of had a difference of opinion about, but they gave it. The Central went up 2-1, and could just never get that second goal to tie it, and actually had a goal called back. But at the end of the day, we lost 2-1 and lost both games on the trip. So, yeah, but there were some positive things, and that's what we're kind of focusing on and now turning our attention to this week, where, you know, we've kind of trying to go 2-0 this week against a good Northwest Nazarene team and Rocky Mountain College.
You talked about it a little bit. How did they handle that turnaround? You know, there's nothing really to prepare for. Just, you know, just get conditioned, get your rest, stay off your feet, get your fluids, and get a meal or so, and all of a sudden back at it with Central Washington early, and, you know, Saturday comes early after the travel and such.
Yeah, they prepared. They did a great job, and we had one of the families out there, the Carlsons, Melissa Carlson's family, had us over to their house for a nice lunch that afternoon, and you know, at one point I look over after lunch and I've got 15, 16 girls passed out on the living room floor sleeping, so that was good preparation for him to kind of get some rest. But, we had a great lunch that day, and like I said, got in and got some treatment, had a good dinner, and got some good sleep, and, played well on Saturday. I think, all being said, Central didn't play all week, so it was a quick turnaround for us, and, I gave ourselves a chance to win, and I think that's all you can ask for on the road, and with a quick turnaround like that is giving yourself a chance, and we certainly did that. So I was happy with the focus our team had in both games this week. Just disappointed that we ended up dropping both of them.
You're already done with Central, got one less with Western Washington, and then this late in the season, you're going to see a team you haven't seen all year, and we'll talk about that when we come back. The Jackets come back home, and it's Northwest Nazarene and Rocky Mountain College. We'll be back on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
At Perkins Restaurants, breakfast is a specialty. Breakfast is a tradition. Breakfast is served all day. But best of all, breakfast is just the beginning. Sure, you can get big fluffy omelets and golden buttermilk pancakes, but we also serve juicy burgers and mile-high melts, bread bowl salads, and hearty dinners like jumbo shrimp, grilled top sirloin steak, homestyle pot roast, even butterball roast turkey and dressing. At Perkins, we set the menu, but you pick the time. And no matter what time of day it is, you'll find a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere, friendly staff, and your own pot of coffee right at your table. We even have our own bakery, with fresh baked pies like luscious chocolate French silk and caramel apple. For all your favorites, served all day long. Now there's a Perkins right nearby. Stop in real soon. Perkins. Breakfast is just the beginning.
Welcome back on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show. Thursday, Saturday for the Jackets, Northwest Nazarene and Rocky Mountain College. Game time's basically the same, 3 and 3:30, Thursday, Saturday. And Coach, break it down for us. Kind of strange, but I guess at one time in the season and the flip-flops, you got to play somebody late. You're already done with Central, but haven't played Northwest Nazarene this year.
It should be, I think it's a good game. Every GNAC game is a good game and is an important game. Northwest Nazarenes, they're down this year. There's no doubt about that. I think they're 1-11-1 at the moment. But I was talking with one of the other coaches in the conference today, and as we were talking, there's no gimme game in the GNAC. Anybody can beat anybody on any given day. And this is the game our players are focused on. They know Northwest Nazarene is going to be a good team, and because every team in this conference is, whether you're 11-1 or 1-11, anybody can beat anybody on any given day, and we certainly respect Northwest Nazarene and their program, and they've got a good coach and good players, so we're going to have to come out with our A game on Thursday to get that result, and it'll definitely be a battle, just like every GNAC game is for us.
And the 7th annual Rimrock Cup on the 18th of October. Already soccer winding down after this weekend. You've got just five matches left. And then all of a sudden, Senior Day, another group going out the door so quickly.
Yeah, we kind of did Senior Day a little early this year just because our last home game is on Friday at 1 o'clock. So we thought it'd be appropriate to do it this Saturday against Rocky Mountain College. Should be a good crowd. It's Parents Weekend. And what a way to honor those three players, getting a chance to play against Rocky Mountain College. It's always a fun game for our program. We enjoy it. I can't say enough about Melissa Carlson, Sarah Grass, and Mandy Plaskanka, what they mean to this program. They've got seven games left, so I think it's so premature to talk about their career ending because they do have a lot of soccer left. But they're really proud of those three and what they've done in the 3 years prior to their senior year. And, of course, all three of them have stepped up big time this year and are a big part of the way we're playing right now and the success that we've had in some games. And, I always believe it's your senior leaders that make your team. And this team it has been a good team. I know they're 7-6, and we certainly believe we could have won a few more games in there, and we know we've got some wins down the road. But one thing that's been special about those three this year is they've really done a great job with the team chemistry. Our team is still excited at this point in the season. They're still working hard in training. They're still learning, and I credit that to the three seniors because they're the ones that bring that energy and that motivation, and they're the reason why we've got quite a few wins left in us in this last seven games.
All right, Coach, thanks.
Thanks a lot, Pat.
Rimrock Stages, Trail Rays, GM Petroleum, St. Vincent Healthcare. We'll come back and wrap it up right after this on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float.
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance Agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Welcome back, everyone. Get out and support the Lady Yellow Jackets, Northwest Nazarene on Thursday at 3 and Rocky Mountain College for the Rimrock Cup and Senior Day, 3:30 Saturday on the 18th. So until next week with Don Trenum, Pat Boland for the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.